extremely disappointed that there wasn't going to be any situation where we could fix up some sort of reasonable game for the crowd that turned up, as well as the two groups of players. It seemed as though Gloucester wanted to try and have it every way because they wanted to get as many runs as they could quickly in the end after a boring start, and then try and bowl us out in a short space of time. Now, hopefully, maybe Gloucester might be ruined the fact that if they'd have had another hour, they may well have won the game. And that might be something that they may consider next time. If that had been a 70-over game, we'd have had a real problem hanging on for a draw. But having said all that, there was some good cricket played throughout the game. I thought Ben Cox's 100 for us was excellent. And I thought Joe Clark today, some knocks are in a winning cause, some knocks are in a drawing cause. And today he managed to see us to safety, although we're only five down with Ross there. And I thought it was a really special innings again from Joe Clark. He copped a lot from the Gloucester fielders when he went out there to bat, because he probably dished a little bit out when he was fielding. And you've got to be able to take it, and he did it in the right vein by scoring runs against them.
Was there any talk of any collusion to make a game out of it today?
Well, we tried this morning, and they didn't want to have anything to do with it, so they wanted to dictate it their way. And maybe, like I say, they might rue that fact, because a little bit more time, then they might have bowled us out. And certainly as a fielding group, the one thing you needed to do here was have overs to bowl people out. They never came to us with any sort of figures, and you know what, we would have certainly gone into that negotiation accepting that we were going to lose the negotiation and probably go for whatever was set.
Would you have gone for that total as it was? Were you thinking of going for it?
We wouldn't have done, no. We thought that Gloucester would want more overs at us, so we were prepared to lose the negotiation. However, seven and over is a ridiculous situation, really, because it just put the game totally out of our reach, and they just had us for a little bit of target practice and trying to they wanted it every way. So that was a little bit disappointing, that, you know, sometimes you've got to be prepared to lose to win. It seemed as though that wasn't what they wanted to do.
Lots coming out of the game, though, as you say, a couple of good hundreds, and probably yesterday morning and this morning, your medium pacers bowled better than they did in the first innings at times.
Yeah, I think so. I think Johnny bowled a better spell again today, and Josh Tung bowled some good spells as well. Ed Barnard was fantastic throughout the game. Nice to see him come back to form. On the Gloucester side, I thought, you know, Jack Taylor's really hard for us to bowl at, and he's not got the prettiest technique in the world, but I tell you, he's a really useful player. He scores runs against us regularly, and he's a real nuisance to play against. So we should really commend his 100, because it was vitally important for Gloucester as well.
And you move back now to T20. Is that difficult playing? I mean, everybody else is playing T20. Is it playing a 4-day in the middle of T20?
Yes and no. You just get used to that, Dave. You know, you as a professional cricketer, you need your different hats on, and you need to make sure that you put the right one on the right occasion. We're back to T20. I just spoke to the boys there about you know, having some fun over these next 2.5 weeks. We're a side that people enjoy watching, and they'll enjoy playing together and going into those games with quite a free sort of rein to enjoy themselves. I think the lads will respond to that, and we're looking forward to Friday already. Tomorrow we'd planned on some practice, but we're going to have a day off. The lads are a little bit cooked, even though we lost some cricket yesterday, and I think freshening up is really important for this group of players, because this group of players tends to be also our T20 groups.